document surprise. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. Former Vice President Mike Pence finds classified documents at his Indiana home, notifying the National Archives, which told the FBI last week. Pence informing Congress today the documents are from his time as vice president, not as a congressman. Some of the documents found at President Biden's home were from his time in the U.S. Senate. Former Secretary of State and CIA Director Mike Pompeo just telling Fox News,
This is serious stuff. If those documents are classified, it's important.
He says while lawmakers view documents only in secured rooms known as SCIFs, members of the executive branch can take them home.
One can imagine a note getting someplace, something getting stuck in. I suspect that may be what happened, but we have an obligation to the American people to figure that out and who might have seen them.
The White House continues to echo President Biden's pledge of full cooperation as the investigation continues. The Justice Department just filing suit against Google over antitrust concerns, accusing the company of using its dominance in digital advertising to neutralize or eliminate competition. Several states joining that lawsuit. Ukraine apparently will get what it's been asking for, tanks, and apparently more than one kind. The Wall Street Journal first to report a possible Pentagon reversal, with the U.S. deciding to send Abrams tanks after all, despite logistical concerns. Details still being worked out.
We can shift this war immediately in Ukraine's favor by providing a range of advanced weapons, including tanks, drones, and tactical missiles.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell speaking earlier, also publicly pressing Germany to allow other countries to send its Leopard 2 tanks, considered less problematic with less training needed. There's a report now that Germany will send tanks. A political shakeup in Ukraine is part of a crackdown on corruption. Several senior officials fired or resigning, including the deputy chief in President Zelensky's office. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Sheriff's officials in California say a pair of shootings that left seven dead yesterday on farms appear to be a case of workplace violence.
Suspect Chin Lu Zhao, a 66-year-old male resident, is a resident of Half Moon Bay. The semi-automatic handgun was legally purchased and owned.
San Mateo County Sheriff Christina Corpus, that shooting just a day after the attack that killed 11 at a California dance studio, 2 days after, I should say. That suspect killed himself, but the shooting remains under investigation. In Washington State, three people killed after a man opened fire in a Yakima convenience store early today.
It appears to be a random situation. There was no apparent conflict between the parties.
Yakima Police Chief Matt Murray. Authorities now searching for 21-year-old Jared Haddock, believed to be seen on surveillance, firing inside the convenience store, then firing into a nearby car, possibly injuring a person inside, before stealing the vehicle and fleeing the scene.
Fox's Matt Napolitano. A federal judge tosses out a lawsuit against Whole Foods over the treatment of now former employees who wore Black Lives Matter masks.
Federal Judge Allison Burroughs in Massachusetts had previously dismissed a civil rights suit filed by a group of Whole Foods workers after the company said they couldn't wear Black Lives Matter face masks in 2020. Whole Foods said it violated their dress code policy. The judge did, though, allow one worker's claim of unlawful retaliation over the mask to move forward, and two other workers from different states joined that suit. But now Burroughs has dismissed that case as well, finding that when Whole Foods began enforcing its dress code policy more forcefully in 2020, the company did so uniformly for all potential dress code violations. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
A choppy day on Wall Street. Right now, stocks are mixed. The Dow's up more than 60 points. Oil prices have been sinking, dipping under $80 a barrel. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.